Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. By the way, after 12, I will be joined by broadcasting legend, he wants me to say, Mike Murphy. He's coming in after 12. And I'll also be talking to Denise Welsh of Coronation Street and, of course, of Loose Women. She's my new favourite person. She's absolutely amazing. So do stay with us. But now let's talk about travel. And Paul O'Connell, a travel editor with the Irish Independent, has joined me. Paul, how are you? Just before we...
I'm not too bad. Yeah. I don't know how to answer that anymore.
Listen, before we get... We want to talk about international travel and the green list, which all seems a million miles away from now. How is the travel industry in Ireland coping with level three in Dublin?
Brendan, I'd say this morning, the tourism, the hospitality industry are like a boxer picking themselves up off the floor, being counted out yet again, trying to pick up the pieces of everything with fridges full of food. They were all ready to go for the weekend. They're making the calls. They're telling people not to come in for work, and they're trying to figure out what the hell is coming in the next 2 or 3 weeks. It's not just Dublin. My heart goes out to Dublin, obviously, but between 3 and 5 out of every 10 bookings in hotels in Ireland will be made by Dubs.
Okay.
And now they're all calling to cancel over the next couple of weeks and weekends. So the ripples, the trickle effect, everybody's going to feel this.
Okay. Now, international travel, we do, when we least needed it, if we could have done with it a while back. We have a green list, and this is a real green list, so that means no shaming if you go to these places.
So this came out what feels like a year ago on Thursday. We have a list of 7 countries now which we can travel to: Cyprus, Finland, Germany, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. And Leo Vragar has said that's a real green list, in that there won't be conflicting advice and you can go. But
a lot of the good places are gone off that list, though, yeah.
They are. It comes into effect on Monday, so you're going to lose Greece, for instance, and Italy, where people would typically go for holidays. Look, the question of you can go, but will people go? Can you plan a break 3 weeks away now? Because this list is going to change weekly. We've seen how rapidly the situation can change. So that's what people in tourism and travel are worried about.
It'll change on Thursday, though, right?
The announcement is made on Thursday to take effect on Monday. And the idea there is, if people are already travelling, to give them time to get to get things in order to come back.
To get the infected masses back to the country before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is, look, theoretically, Germany will come onto the list on Monday, for example. And you can be guaranteed it'll remain there for at least a week. You know it's coming on. So you could be on Ryanair now, looking up a flight to Cologne or Berlin or somewhere like that, and going at short notice and coming back and not having to restrict.
So that's kind of all this will facilitate, really, is it?
Until we see what's happening. This is an interim step. In mid-October, we're told we're going to move towards the EU's traffic light system. And that'll be a whole other headache for us to get our heads around. So in the green list is the interim step. But just remember, anyone looking to book a trip, it's not just getting out of Ireland and coming back into Ireland. It's what's at the other end too. Ireland has a high incidence now. You need to look and check, are you going to need to quarantine at the other end?
So we're the dirty ones now.
Or are you somewhere like Cyprus, which is coming onto our green list? Our rate at the moment means you have to bring proof of a negative COVID-19 test result to be allowed unrestricted entry, okay? So just have a think about what that means. You have to go, not only book your holiday, you have to now get a negative test result and bring it with you. So just, that's what people are just saying. Will this give us the confidence to travel? When we can't plan, like, what the hell is happening with the kids' school lunch on Monday? Are they going in or not, or what's going on? How can we plan a trip to Cyprus?
Cyprus is probably the only one of those where you'd get your classic bit of sun, is it?
Yeah, and I had a check before I came in. There are packages available leaving shortly. You'll get there for the 3-star break to Cyprus for 180 quid, up to 4-star, up to 250 for 5 days. So those are being sold. Very few people are going, but they are available. Remember, that is a 5-hour flight, but you could theoretically be sitting eating a Greek salad on your halloumi cheese by the coast near Paphos.
So you could go to Cyprus and imagine you're in Greece, could you?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing about Cyprus. Tenable. I mean, this feels like we're talking about a whole other world in a parallel universe. We've stepped into a parallel universe for a moment. But yeah, theoretically, that's the thing about Cyprus. It's this glorious coming together of Greek and Turkish cultures. That's one of the most exciting things about it. It's a big flight. People are more likely to do quick city breaks
weekend
to Poland and Germany.
Is a popular thing to do as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
But you need to, if you fly into Iceland, just remember you need to either pay your, I think it's €67 for your test on arrival, you'll get your result, or you need to go into quarantine.
Okay. So you're thinking Germany and Poland for city breaks, it's possible, is the most tenable.
It's possible. Look, people have to make up their own minds. You can do it, not if you're from Dublin, obviously, at the moment, but you can do it. But we've all heard what the public health experts are saying. So it's up to the individuals, to those green list countries only. And so we'll just have to see what happens. But really, in reality, most people selling holidays are looking to 21 at this stage.
Okay, Will the EU green orange red list make any difference? Because I know Ryanair were out saying that our new green list, as is much more conservative than what the EU list, which we are aspiring to kind of start segueing into.
Briefly, red, green, orange will be colour-coded based on a number of different things, including your rate. If you're above 50 per 100,000 over the 14 days, you'll be red. Orange will be 25 to 50, and then green will be below that. So for the moment, we're going on green. But theoretically, if we follow that proposed system, and it is just a proposal at this stage, then you would be looking at why can't people from orange countries come in, as long as they're tested. Now, the problem is, what are we missing? A testing regime for travel. So that has been mentioned. It has been discussed. Eamon Ryan said we might hear about it in the plan. We didn't. That's what we need. We need, in order to facilitate genuinely free travel, if you're presuming that Ireland has to open up, that we need to be a connected economy, that we need to aim towards this over the coming months, we need to have a system in place where we can be, you know, we can demonstrate that you're travelling with a negative result.
OK, a couple of quick questions on text. Someone here clutching at straws. I bet you they're thinking of the Canaries. What about countries which have regional stats and green areas which the EU recognises? So in other words, this person is saying any chance the Canaries could be green even if Spain is
It's possible. The England has gone this way in that it has blacklisted some Greek islands but allowed travel to mainland Greece, for example. The EU at the moment don't book holiday on that basis. There's no indication as of yet that we're going to have regional distinctions. That's the obvious one. The Canaries or Mallorca separated out from Spain. But right now, the ECDC, which will be creating this weekly map, only goes on countries.
Okay. Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much. I'm going to make you come back another day when you're in a better form and feeling more hopeful, okay?
We can talk about Holliers.
Just after 12 noon now, we'll pause for the Angela.